Donald Trump's return to the White House is being hailed as one of the most improbable and historic comebacks in political history. When he left office on January 20 of 2021, many believed it marked the end of his political journey. Pundits and critics and even some allies predicted that he would fade from the political stage. But Trump defied expectations. When he announced his candidacy, it sent shockwaves across the political landscape. His opponents did everything they could to stop him. Legal battles and investigations were launched, attempting to derail his campaign. When those efforts didn't succeed, they tried to assassinate him, and they almost succeeded. The challenges seemed insurmountable, and the odds were stacked against him. But on November 5th, something remarkable happened. The American people cast their votes, and the result was a decisive landslide victory. It was a statement of resilience and perseverance, and the enduring power of his influence. So how was he able to overcome such immense adversity? It's because Trump turned every challenge into motivation. Every obstacle seemed to strengthen his resolve. Rather than being defeated by relentless attacks, he used them to showcase his determination. He refused to back down, proving time and time again that he's not a quitter. And this concept brings to mind a fascinating Gemara, Masechtas Menachos. B'shasha ala Moshe l'amarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu ascended up to Shemayim to accept the Torah, he found the Kaddish Baruch Hu sitting and tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. He was putting the finishing touches on the Torah. And Moshe said, Rabbeinu Shalom, why are these crowns necessary? Amar Lai, Hashem said to Moshe, Adam Echad Yesh, there's a man who is destined to be born after many generations, and his name is Akiva. Sha'asid Lidrash, and he will derive, I'll call Koitz V'Koitz, from each and every spike of these crowns, Tilin Tilin Shal Alachas, mounds upon mounds of Alachas. It is for his sake that I'm adding these crowns to the letters of the Torah. So I once heard an unbelievable idea on this Gemara. As we know, Rabbi Akiva encountered many obstacles. He encountered many difficulties in his life, but he never let it get him down. He was always optimistic. The literal interpretation of the word koitz is a thorn. I'll call koitz v'koitz. Anytime Rabbi Akiva had encountered a thorn in his life, anytime he encountered difficulties and hardships, he used that koitz as motivation to derive tilin tilin shalachas. He used adversity as a tool to elevate himself even higher, to become an even greater Talmud Chacham. He used the difficulties he encountered as an impetus to grow and steig and become even more righteous, to become an even greater tzaddik. When he was 40 years old and he didn't know how to read Aleph Beis, and everyone gave up hope on him, he wasn't deterred. He went to Cheder and sat with the 5-year-old boys in kindergarten to learn Kametz Aleph Ah. When he got married and his shver would not support him, and he was forced to live in abject poverty, that didn't hold him back from learning for 24 consecutive years. And when all of his 24,000 students perished, he didn't throw in the towel. He used that calamity to start a new yeshiva. Al kol koitz v'koitz. For every thorn thrown his way, tilin tilin shalachas. Rabbi Akiva used the vicissitudes of life to grow even greater in Torah. Shlomo Melech tells us in Mishlei, Sheva yipel tzadik v'kam. 7 times a tzaddik falls, but he gets right back up. The tzaddik does not dwell on his failures. Instead, he learns from them and he rises to an even higher level than he ever had before. Chazal described this concept as Yirida L'Tzorech Aliyah, a descent that is necessary for ascent. Through the descent, one can achieve an even greater elevation. This is like a pitcher winding up to throw a pitch. The backward motion provides the power needed to propel the ball forward. Similarly, when a person encounters setbacks and falls, those experiences can serve as the springboard for climbing to even greater heights, higher than they might have reached without the fall. We often view adversity as a roadblock, but in truth, it should be seen as an opportunity for growth. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day. Back up, Sheva Yipoel Tzavavati.
Ain't shown yet, but I'll walk.